Dave Zimmerman is the Timber and Special Forest Products Program Manager on the 1.8 million acre Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest based in Medford, Oregon. He's been there since 2010 after taking more than a decade off from working for the federal government. Zimmerman says he was drawn to apply for the Petersburg Ranger job after getting a taste of it last year.
I had taken a acting ranger detail this past summer, and back on the district working with people that actually get the work done was great. I just enjoy working with the people that roll their sleeves up and work every day that make everything happen.
Zimmerman says he's now in his late 60s. He got his undergraduate degree in forestry from the University of Missouri. He started with the Forest Service in 1969 and worked with that agency into the mid-1980s, including stints on the Tongass based in Sitka and Juneau. He worked as a supervisory forester with the agency in Sitka and a timber management assistant in Juneau. Zimmerman left the Forest Service and worked in the private sector for a while, including some real estate appraisal work in the lower 48. The Petersburg Ranger District is in the heart of the 16.8 million acre Tongass National Forest, covering much of Mitkoff, Kuprinoff, and Kyu Islands. The area is similar in size to the National Forest of Zimmerman's current posting in Oregon, and he compares the two timber programs.
Actually, the new vision that we'll be doing on the Tongass, moving away from the what we did back when I was there with the clear cuts and the even age management kind of thing. We're into here managing our second growth, which is what we'll be moving to there on the Tongass too, is moving the second growth that was logged maybe back in the 50s and how we do our restoration work in there to benefit the fisheries and the wildlife and the recreation, have that all come together in some sort of project.
Zimmerman will be moving to town with his wife while his four children are grown and in college or pursuing careers. He expects to be here sometime in March. Zimmerman replaces Jason Anderson, who took over the job in 2011, but has also been working as deputy forest supervisor in recent years. The district has had other staff filling in and has even gone for about a year without a ranger. Earlier this month, Anderson gave an update on the agency's activities to the Petersburg Assembly. As far as timber sales on the district, Anderson notes one planned sale on Mitkoff Island has been withdrawn and will be reassessed. Anderson says he doesn't think the purpose and need for the Mitkoff timber sale has changed.
There are still small mill owners on Mitkoff Island who have expressed an interest in being able to buy trees from the Tongass National Forest for commercial purposes. We still have an industry in the state of Alaska that expects and relies upon public lands and timber harvest from public lands to produce products and jobs within this region. And the agency still has, you know, law, regulation, and policy that support and direct us to make those products available.
The agency had planned to sell up to 35 million board feet on Mitkoff's road system, but withdrew that decision after it generated a legal challenge. In other offerings, Anderson says staff on the Petersburg District are also looking at another potential timber sale on Kyu Island. He says logging on the Tonka sale on Kuprinoff is pretty much wrapped up, and that sale generated several hundred thousand dollars worth of receipts that helped fund trail work in the area. Other work continues on redoing portions of the Raven's Roost Trail and some other trail projects on Mitkoff Island. However, Anderson expects to see fewer recreation employees on the district.
We're continuing to see our overall recreation appropriations go down, and we're likely to lose staff from that, which is certainly going to result in a limited ability to deliver public goods and services. There will be fewer people to do that work.
Anderson says the Petersburg District has somewhat survived that trend so far because of the Secure Rural Schools Act funding for special projects, as well as other federal funding sources. In other projects, Forest Service review of a 50 to 60 mile electrical transmission line across Kuprinoff Island could see a draft record of decision as soon as next month. That project is looking at connecting Cake to the transmission grid that stretches from Petersburg to Ketchikan. A separate but related effort to build a road and ferry connection between Cake and Petersburg could have a draft assessment published in the fall of this year. Anderson also reported on about 1,200 acres of pre-commercial thinning work planned for areas already logged around here. There's also been in-stream restoration work on northern Kuyu Island and other fisheries habitat improvements planned on Mitkoff Island. Anderson plans to continue as deputy forest supervisor based out of the supervisor's office here in Petersburg. I'm Joe Wicknicki.